He blew vaudeville, introducing Fair to Young. Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man by Julian Rose, Edison Records.
Hey, last week a fellow of a boy to me, come to me and he say, Mr. Levinsky, I want to get married. So I give him a half a day off. Sometimes it takes longer. He sent me invitation to the wedding. I went down there. You ought to see the bride. She had hanging in the front a lace curtain. In the summertime, they used it to cover mother's kitchen in the parlor. And the groom, had on a silk hat, with a new suit for $14. He's got in the pocket a gold watch for 18 carats, a steam grinder with a Swiss cheese movement. He says to me, Levinsky, did you ever meet my wife? I say, no, where is she? He points out the lady right here. I say, is that your wife? He say, yes. But a funny-looking woman. I say, how could you come to marry such a woman? He says, shh. She got $2,000. I give him my word it was worth at least 20. He says, how do you like her? Then I say, she's got false hair. She got a crooked nose. When she laughs, you see here in the front a brass tooth. She's walking lame a little bit, not much. And I didn't want the people to hear it. I tell him in his ear, she got two Google eyes. He says, talk louder. She's deaf and dumb too. Hey, I'm going to tell you about Mrs. Rosenstein. Jake Levi once, he bent the board by Miss Rosenstein. She said that she was guaranteed. The room was extra fine, the bed had springs, and other things. The other things would bother him when he went to bed at night. And every time he tried to fall asleep, they'd always bite. Each night he lay awake and he would scream. Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man. Rip Van Winkle of the time. If he slept for 20 years, I'll bet he didn't stop at Rosenstein. So lucky. Rip Van Winkle had a lovely sleep on the European plan. He didn't labor all night scratching, watching great big bedbugs hatching. Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man.